Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to be back after a short break. It looks like I'm back to the resetting all of my equipment and at least from my end, there appears to be a little bit of a lag between the video and the audio, but we'll continue working on that, and hopefully God will use this as He chooses regardless. This week, we're going to be talking about being called to unity, and yesterday had the privilege of sharing a message at Deer Run on the power of one. And not really about the power of one individual, but the power of living as one, of being those that are united with Christ and therefore united with one another. And as we go through the prayer guide and the prayer focus for the week, we're following through with that idea of being called to unity. And the key passage for the week comes out of Ephesians chapter 4 and the first six verses. And Paul writes and he says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." So under that context, we're going to be talking this week about a variety of things that we are called to unity in, to express unity. Our unity is in Christ. At least that ought to be the basis, the foundation. But what does that look like? And today we're going to talk specifically about being called to a unity of mind. It's always been God's desire that His people would have a unity of mind because their mind has been filled with Him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12, it says, "Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered, following the word of the Lord." That last phrase is not to be missed. The unity of mind that had been given the people by God was not simply to follow the king, was not simply to follow a person, but it was in keeping with following the word of the Lord. We do well when we base our unity not on what we like, not on what we want, not on what we desire, but on what God's word says. And when we use that as our basis, when we realize that we are called to a unity of mind, we should quickly realize that the only way that's possible is if we have a common agreement on what the foundation is, on what the basis for that unity is. And when we decide and when we agree that our unity of mind will be based on following the word of the Lord, we have a solid foundation. Now, I know there's been arguments and divisions and all kinds of things throughout generations that come about because, well, our view of the word of the Lord is different than someone else's. Our interpretation, our application, our desire, and our emphasis. But I believe all of those can be overcome and should be overcome as we seek God more fully. I always love as Paul would write throughout the New Testament, and many times he would get very specific in his instructions on how to live out life according to God's Word. But one of my favorite passages from Paul on this unity of mind comes when he addresses a group of Christians, and he says that he has resolved to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. So many times we get caught up in all of the details, and we miss the one part that ought to unite us. That's the head of the body. That's Jesus. When the various parts of our physical body don't work together, we quickly assume that something's wrong. We seek help. We try to figure out what's going on and why the messages from our head are not reaching whatever part that it is, so that it would not only receive the instructions, but they would follow them. And when we live as Christians and we live as a part of the body of Christ, there's so many times the various parts of this body of Christ are kind of off doing their own thing. And while that at one level sounds good, sounds effective, sounds like it reaches more people, that's only true if they're doing their own thing according to the instructions from the head. The Bible's clear. We've been gifted uniquely and individually. There are the gift of the Spirit that God has promised to all. We talked yesterday about the necessity, the power of necessity, that when the crowds were cut to the heart about what had happened to Jesus and their part in crucifying Him, it wasn't a question of what would be nice for us to do. It wasn't a question of what should we do if we get around to it. It was what must we do. Peter's response in Acts chapter 2 was for everyone to be immersed and to repent, to turn away from sin, to wash away their sins, to receive forgiveness of sins and the gift of God's Spirit. And this unity of mind that we seek, that we need to live by, is based on not simply the overarching gift of God's Spirit in our life, but it's based on each part of the body doing what it's designed to do, but doing so according to the instructions from the head, and that is Jesus Christ. We live with an understanding that my role in the body is not the same as your role in the body. But I don't choose my role any more than you choose your role. We live and we act and we do according to the head, according to Christ, according to His calling, according to His gifting, according to His desire. God's desire is that we would live in complete obedience to Him, that our submission to one another would flow from our full submission to Him. That's where we come and find this unity of mind that, well, frankly, in our world is impossible. That is impossible without Christ. Impossible without an obedience and submission to the headship of Christ. Today, as we spend time praying, the call is there. That call to unity of mind. The question is, how committed am I? How committed are you to following the word of the Lord? to taking God's word and where there are differences, to sit down and pray together and consider not what I want, not what you want, but what God means and what the head wants. Jesus prayed as he was preparing to head to the cross. He prayed for his disciples, and then he moved into praying for us, for all that would believe because of the message that those disciples would eventually carry. And he prayed that we would be one, that we would have a unity that would show the world that we belong to Jesus. Is that the unity of mind that you're seeking, that you're living with? That's what God wants from you. That's what God wants from me. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, but not just us. You've called us to be a part of your body. And as such, you've gifted us in unique and needed ways that together we can function as a whole. And you've called us to a unity of mind, not based on us, but based on the mind of Christ, based on our willingness to follow your word, to use your word as the basis for our unity of mind, for the unity that we seek to live with, for the unity that represents Jesus well. So God, today I pray that you would help us to step back from ourselves, and seek to be filled fully with your presence, with your spirit, with that unity of mind that can only come from you. And Father, as your word would teach us in those areas where we disagree, may we come together with your word and your spirit as the foundation. And may we prayerfully seek your truth, which is the only truth. Father, help us to live out life with this unity of mind in such a way that it's noticeable, in such a way that people realize that this common thought, this common focus can only come from a supernatural God that has filled each person with His Spirit, that teaches us the things of Christ, that teaches us the mind of Christ. God, today as we live and we interact with people, there are times where we find ourselves in situations where we just become defensive and we put up walls and we defend our position. And before we know it, we find that division has been created. Help us to notice when that's happening so that we can put an end to it, so that we can grow in a unity of mind, that we can grow in a commonality of following the word of the Lord. Father, today I pray for those that are struggling, for those who feel all alone, who don't feel a unity with anyone. I pray that your body would do its work of healing, its work of inclusion, its work of forgiveness, its work of love, as each part of that body is called to submit to the head. Father, when it's our actions and when it's our sin, when it's our choices that go against your word that is causing that friction and that lack of unity, may your Spirit convict us. May we come together. And may Jesus be lifted up by the unity of mind that we live with. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.